On the Preston and Steve Show, it is Science Day. And this could very well get us fired from the radio station.
Yeah.
Depending on how much damage occurs here in the studio.
At least severely injured. The good part is also we were all out at a station function last night, so we're drop dead tired.
Oh, exactly.
So it'll all work very well together.
I think so. Let's see. What you want to talk about some of the things we're going to do this morning?
Yeah.
All right.
Because we will be conducting legitimate scientific experiments, which involved doing all sorts of incredibly stupid things.
Yes. Well, this whole thing stemmed actually from your fascination of things that can be put into a microwave, Steve.
Yeah. When I found out that you could create what they call ball lightning in a microwave, which is a glowing orb of electricity.
Yeah.
That's what tantalized me to try other experiments with the microwave, and then people started suggesting other things to do, and we said, let's clump them all into one day and go for it.
Yeah, so
we're gonna get fired. We might as well leave the building in flames.
we're gonna microwave the grape. We're gonna try and create the lightning, and also a light bulb apparently does something as well.
Light bulb lights up, which is very cool, and a CD which puts on from what I understand, an incredible light show.
Kind of scared.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Somebody suggested putting in a road flare.
Yeah. Yeah, but wasn't there follow-up? I don't know what it'll do, but
yes,
it's kind of fun to see what happens.
At its core is what science is about.
I agree.
The willingness to explore.
What are we going to blow up later?
An infant.
Oh,
no.
That seems kind of hard.
That is actually the one that has us the most.
That's what I'm nervous
concerned.
About.
Concerned.
Yeah. I got several emails from people. Shut the kid up, please. I got several emails from people who had, because we were taking suggestions as to what to try and test out. Who said to try making an ice bomb. And what you do is you take dry ice and you break it up and you put it into a 2-liter plastic bottle. You have a good amount in there, and then you add a little bit of water and then cap it off, and it supposedly blows up. Well, after we talked about doing this on the air, I got some links yesterday to video of people doing this before. I'm a little nervous about this. There was a video that somebody sent to us of these yokels doing it. And
in some warehouse.
In a warehouse, they threw it, they put the ice in, they filled up, put some water in, capped it off, and then they threw it across this warehouse. And like 10 minutes went by and nothing ever happened. It didn't blow up.
They were using smaller bottles, too.
Yeah, they were using tiny bottles, and they tried kicking it, throwing things at it, and it wouldn't blow up. And this doofus goes over and picks it up.
Oh, no.
And wouldn't you know, right when he picks it up,
boom,
it explodes. Oh. And I mean, it exploded, man. It was big.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, they showed his hand, and it was, bloody. And
one of the surgeons on the scene commented, it's all swollen up.
It's swollen up.
It's all swollen up there, and your hand all swollen.
Well, what
must
I heard is
the bomb.
Is the dry ice actually freezes the bottle so that, like, soft plastic actually becomes shrapnel. And it actually could, like, go through your throat.
No, somebody
said that.
Somebody did say that?
I don't know if it was a scientist or God.
Yes, it was probably a scientist.
Or if it was the voices in my head, but somebody told me that yesterday.
Well, the reason it explodes is the pressure from the gas.
Yeah, but the dry ice makes it
I don't believe.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It's
where
possible.
Are we doing
you don't
here?
Have to believe it.
We're going
to
go across the hall. There's a little storage room. And we're going to take microphones over there.
Who's we? Because I'm standing right here.
Listen, but Preston and I are the only ones who completed all our science courses.
But it's supposedly very loud.
What happens if dry ice touches your skin?
It can burn you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can burn you. It's so cold, and it can stick to your skin, too.
So we'll be using, like, rubber gloves.
Right.
But what if it blows up and, like, shoots on your face or something?
Well, it's not like it instantaneously it hurts you or anything.
Kathy,
like
you're
that.
Adorable.
If it rests on your skin for a while, it can cause a burn or it can stick to your skin. You know what's wild though? Have you ever touched styrofoam to dry ice?
No.
It makes a squeaking noise.
But doesn't styrofoam squeak anyway?
No, but it's like a constant squeaking noise.
Really? Well, then we have to get some styrofoam.
We have
styrofoam. Experiment number 6.
Yes.
Styrofoam cooler.
All I have is this image in my head of Arst handling the nitroglycerin-laden dynamite.
Oh, that's right.
Blowing up all over everybody.
That's right.
Kathy, write your will now.
I'm scared.
Listen, the explosion was, I mean, the sound was pretty awesome. I think it's going to make for some fine radio.
I do, too. Let me go to Jeff on the phone. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Wow.
What's going on, Jeff?
Listen, I'm a professional refuse collector. Let's put it that way. Anyway, some buddies of mine were driving down the road on the way to the dump, and one guy found some dry ice. And so I'm going to put this in my iced tea to keep it cold.
Oh.
And, yeah, real good idea.
Yeah.
So it's a half-gallon bottle of iced tea, and my buddy's driving, and he says, keep that over there, will you? So he puts the stuff in there, and he keeps popping the top of the bottle off. So he says, I'm going to duct tape this shut. He wraps the whole thing with duct tape, and he's going, wow, this thing's getting really hard. He goes, dude, keep that on your side of the truck. Mind you, they're doing 60 down the turnpike. Just about the time he says that, it was like that scene in Raising Arizona when the paint bomb went off. Bang! And then there's iced tea all over the inside of the truck. All the windows were rolled up. Truck swerving all over the road. And then wrecked the truck.
You know what I find that equally chilling is that this guy has no problem pulling things out of garbage to attach to his meal.
He's touched. Okay.
Did anybody
believe some of the people in this business?
Did anybody get hurt from that?
No, but the inside of the truck was sticky for weeks.
That's beautiful. Well, it was sticky for weeks.
Just so to calm you down, we're doing it in the safety of an office.
That's even better. At least you're not doing like 60 down the turnpike.
That's a good point. All right, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Let me go to Jason next. Hi, Jason. Good morning.
Morning, you guys rock.
Thank you. What's up, Jason?
You're back on the air.
Oh, thank you.
What I wanted to share is a little prank we did back in college. It's like the ice bomb, but smaller scale.
All right.
You take the old 35-millimeter film canisters, preferably the clearer ones with a tighter lid.
Yeah.
And then you take a can of compressed air like you clean keyboards with. Well, when you turn that can upside down, you shoot it into the film canister, the freezing cold liquid comes out. You throw it up maybe an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch.
Okay.
You cap it off for about 2 minutes. It makes this massive sonic pop. And the nice thing is the bottles are reusable, little film canisters. So we used to fill them up right outside the bathroom, go in and sit down on the toilet real quick, sit one on the floor. 2 minutes later, the whole sonic pop and the echo scared living you know what.
We might have to try that at some
point. That's not a bad idea, too.
It works. It works.
And they're reusable, too.
Yeah.
Because with the footage we saw of the bottle, the bottle was just blown to bits.
Yeah. Right. And then we started getting creative. We'd take a cotton ball and put it in there and put little three-hole punch pieces in so we'd make like a confetti sonic
bomb. By the way, a little confetti cannon.
Do you work for the Taliban by any chance?
No,
I have to remind people, by the way,
that
we are professionals.
We're experts.
Yeah, and we want to caution and admonish kids not to do this.
We're in a controlled environment.
Yeah. We have many years of schooling.
Whatever you do, don't do this at home. Do it at the office.
Yes.
All right? That's what you have to do.
Going to go to, is this Mary? Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys. You guys rock. Oh,
thank you. What's up, Mary?
I just wanted to let you know that if you microwave something that has a bone in it, a soft bone, like a piece of meat with a soft bone in it.
That'd be me. No, go ahead.
It will explode.
Like a piece
of chicken or something.
Really?
Yep.
What?
Huh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
I microwave chicken all the time.
Yeah.
Even with bones in it.
How? Yeah. But a metal chicken is what you're talking
about.
Robot chicken.
I don't know. I did it once and it exploded. It's just inside the microwave.
Was the chicken wrapped in tinfoil or something? Or
no, there was nothing on it. I didn't cover it.
All right. Well, maybe it's the liquid in that particular case. There's enough liquid inside the bone.
But whenever I microwave chicken, I do hear a popping sound. I don't know what's going on.
No, you're just passing gas.
Involuntary reaction.
Different sound.
What's that chicken?
Chicken's done. All right. Well, listen. Do we want to do? We have one experiment that is ready to go right now.
I think we're doing this just to sort of hit the ground running and also to prove something to Kathy, who doesn't believe that it happened.
I don't either.
I think you don't believe it?
No.
It absolutely
never
does
seen
happen.
It. All right. This is and I bought both kinds just in case, Steve. I know you said it's the Wintergreen.
Yes. The Wintergreen, yeah.
The Wintergreen Lifesavers. When you bite down on them, it actually creates a spark in your mouth, a visible spark. You can see it. It lights up. You have to do it in a very, very dark room, very dark condition. So we've pulled the blinds down here in the studio, and we're going to have to turn off the lights.
We painted the windows black.
But we're going to have to do, we have a blanket that we're going to put. That we're all going to have to get
blanket
underneath in order to do this, because it has to be almost pitch black dark. Where's the bottle?
Just a couple of us are going to be able to. So we'll come over to your side.
Yeah, come over here.
Yeah, you come over here.
Okay.
Kathy looks like a Russian peasant with that thing around.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this.
Can Joe film it underneath?
No, he can't.
Aww. All right, drop down.
Sorry.
It has to be pitch black.
Now, if the wintergreen doesn't work, I have the peppermint as well.
Okay.
All right, so come on here, Nick.
This one turn off?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a second.
I don't think it's going to be dark enough in here.
You need it to be wildly dark.
We have a lab coat.
You might be able to see.
Nick, get in.
Hang that down. All right, so we're all under the blanket. The microphone is right here.
Thank you.
All right, now watch. I'm going to bite down. Just it only does it on the first try. Is my breath stink, by the way?
No,
no. Minty fresh.
Kind of.
Okay, right? All right, watch.
Oh! See?
Told ya.
It does, doesn't it?
Doesn't it do it?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that bizarre? Swear to God.
And we routinely put that in our mouths. And it detonates when you chomp on it.
Let me see if I can...
Wow.
What the hell is the science behind that?
Is that the tradition is that you really have enjoyed it when your jaw is blown off.
Oh.
That's what it's about.
And here you go, Chris.
Where are they? Right.
I don't know why that happens.
Let me see if you can see it just as it is now without being in under the blanket because it might be dark enough in here.
All right, try it.
Hold on a second here. There's foil around the damn piece of...
Foiled again.
Put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Very good, Keith.
Thank you.
All right, tell me if you can see this, right?
Okay.
Everybody watch them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But I saw it under the blanket.
It's got to be dark.
Yeah.
But pretty well.
Leading line.
I
saw it under the blanket, all right. I've never felt closer to Preston.
I got an email from somebody who said actually that there's magnesium in it.
There's magnesium in the breath mint?
Awesome.
That's comforting. Could they throw a little uranium in there, too?
That's what somebody said. Yeah. There's you know, some form of... because magnesium, it's a very... When it gets, I guess, lit
all
up,
right,
it's
sorry,
very bright.
When it don't get crushed. It keeps off a spark. There's like a little lightning bug. Yeah. I teach science at USC.
Oh, God. All right, listen.
I dumped in a window green light, man. And lightning come out my mouth.
We were out late last year. My old party last
first
night.
First experiment, I would say, a success.
Yeah! Tremendous success. All right, and on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We're going to get to the microwave stuff in just a little bit.
Crack one in your ass.
But we're going to do the bizarre file in just a moment, so stay where you are, my friend. So far, one of the experiments went over very well.
I would have to say that that far exceeded my expectations.
A little disappointed, Steve. I know how excited you were about stepping this much closer into the shoes of God and creating lightning.
You're right. I had hoped to command the forces of nature by 8 o'clock this morning, and that didn't pan.
No, the grape was a little disappointing. It did catch on fire, though.
What the thing is that as I explore further, you have to find what is called the sweet spot in the microwave. I guess, you know,
the high spot.
The focal point,
right.
And that requires a little, you know, a little working. So,
yeah.
And the first time we did it was when it caught on fire, and it we had the rotator on. So I think if we figure out a way to, I think if we put it on the plate and it doesn't rotate, we might be able to get this lightning.
We might revisit it, but I got to tell you, the light bulb is a home run.
Yeah, the light bulb was excellent. We put the light bulb in the microwave, and once again, a disclaimer: do not do this.
Don't use grapes. Use light bulbs.
Right.
The clear light bulb.
We don't want anybody to. We are doing this so you don't have to.
Right.
That's why we're doing this. So, anyhow, the light bulb worked out great. We used a frosted light bulb, and that thing lit up brilliantly white, and then it exploded and caught on fire, and that was pretty cool. Then we used a clear light bulb, and it glowed green, orange, purple, and it never blew up. We put it in there for a while.
The green was very similar to when the transformer explodes, that sort of very bright green.
Right.
It would be wild if it still worked, if we put it in a lamp to see if it still
works. My guess is it won't.
We could try it.
We could try it if we have a lamp.
Because it looks like
your hypothesis.
Exactly.
Thank you.
My double-blind experiment. Bunsen burner.
Listen, are you just saying something that sounds
scientific?
The filament's still intact, by the way.
Bunsen burner.
I love it.
The specula.
Oh, wait, no. All right, different science. Steve, look at the bubble.
That is wild.
Whoa!
A bubble formed
in
the bowl. It is literally a light bulb nipple.
It is. Look at that. That is wild.
Oh, wait, we got something we can plug it into.
Do you want it? Don't plug it in. on a socket that's in the studio, or else we'll be.
Well, that's Rodney. Wait, Rodney's the engineer.
Rodney's our engineer.
Rodney's a madman.
If anything happens, it's his fault. So
all right, here you go. All right, Rodney. If you think this will work,
here you go, Rodney. Try that out. And speaking of nipples, by the way, we have all of our breast women there. Here.
Yeah, turn the temperature down.
Make some noise, breast ladies.
They're in the very back of the studio. Later on, we're going to use a thermal imaging camera, and we're going to see if we can determine who has real breasts and who has fake breasts, because apparently you can do that, or that's the theory is.
That's the way they do it at elementary school.
With
that's
the thermal imaging. All right. So it works.
Wow.
No way.
You just plug the light bulb in, and it still works.
Your hypothesis, Steve,
is incorrect.
Yes, that's right.
It's okay, though.
But I still get to keep my lab coat.
We're going
to...
All right, you can turn that off. Thank you, Rodney. We're going to fire that bad boy up again later. We have a couple of calls, people. Want to recommend some things because we're going to do a CD next.
All right.
Which is supposed to do something. Let me get Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Not much. I was just calling. When you guys put that CD in the microwave,
right?
We used to do it at a restaurant I used to work at in the kitchen when we got bored. And we used to flip a cup upside down, put the CD on top of the cup, and it shoots all types of crazy light and sparks and stuff.
Was that your heated CD lunchtime special?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I lost about 6 or 7 CDs on that job, man.
Any particular kind of cup? Does it have to be glass or ceramic or paper?
We use a plastic cup, but
okay,
I'm
cool.
Pretty sure that anything to lift that CD off the
okay.
floor of the microwave.
All right, just
work.
To pop it up.
All right, I have a cup here, and I took the bottom
very
out
good.
So we can put it around that
lid. Casey's okay. actually fashioned a Mike. Special cylinder.
Mike will do that. Thanks for the suggestion.
No problem, man. You guys rock.
Yeah, rock, but, Kevin, rock. By the way, it's my understanding that a potentially lethal gas could be emitted.
Awesome.
What?
We've awesome. Gone to the extreme.
Wait. No. What?
Yeah, like in extreme amounts, the gas that might be released by the CD could kill people. But Kathy's the one closest to
yeah.
the so I don't think we need to worry.
Why didn't you tell us about this whole dying thing until right now?
Listen, do you think the great scientists of yore worried about death? Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah.
Are there great amounts in a CD?
No, not enough. No.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Steve wasn't right about the light bulb.
You're going to listen to me?
Kathy, it's okay. We have a fan that's at least 4 inches in diameter.
Yeah.
It should blow all the gases away.
Right into the large-breasted
All right.
Let's give it a shot.
You guys want to try it out?
Look, that guy who just called in did it all the time, and he didn't sound like he had any problems.
Yeah.
To do it all the time.
All right, Nick is getting the.
All right, how much time?
That's a good question.
Hold that thought. One okay. second.
The fan is facing the wall, guys.
That's science. Give it
30 seconds.
That's science.
Yeah.
Have you done this before, Kathy?
No.
Yeah. Shut up.
Scared.
Right. Goes into the wall.
All right, hold on. 30 seconds.
30.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yes. I'm going to say it one more time because it's so intricate. 30 seconds.
All right. Hold on. Wait. Now, you saw how everybody stepped back from the from the light bulb. If this thing starts going haywire and we have it on 30 seconds, nobody's going to go over there and turn it off.
All right. Well,
20 seconds.
Yeah, Will. Right. Let's do 20 seconds. Rodney is here. We have our fire extinguisher at the ready.
Yeah.
I say we go 30.
The experiment says to do 30.
Wait.
All right.
No.
Nobody said the experiment says 30.
It's on a site called goofycrack.com. I don't know if we want to believe that.
Kathy,
right.
You're a true
guy. Go with 20.
25.
Okay, fine.
All right, 25.
Something's an auction. All right. Now, are you going to hold the mic near there?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
All right,
here
it goes. CD. Here it goes.
That's it?
No. It gets better. Joe, move your head, Sticky.
Okay.
Okay, right now it's kind of just illuminating around the edges.
The initial thing was awesome, but this is just little sparks popping up around now. I think.
At first it was,
It's melting.
There are all kinds.
Yeah, it is melting.
It's melting, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Stop it. It's over.
And apparently it's supposed to stink really bad, right?
Yeah, it's not.
It do.
You know what it was, Steve, is the recordable material on the CD itself, because the CD is just plastic.
Is that your theory, Dr.
Wilson? Yes, it is. This is my theory. The theory is that probably burns up very quickly.
Right.
I think you're right.
And
I think what we should do
is... Oh, my God!
We should... Right. The smell of ass. I think the CD needs to be facing up, because if it's on the cup like that, we couldn't quite see, because it will dance around on the disc like so many little...
What the hell are you talking
about? Tinkerbells. But it was facing up. We couldn't see the light show.
Oh, God, that does stink. Turn on the your fan on, please.
It is.
It is on?
Okay. I'm doing positive pressure
mentally. Wow. Yes, positive pressure, what he said.
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like a spider web.
Get another CD.
All right.
I have a couple here.
You know what? Get an actual recorded CD. How about audio from Nick and Jessica's Tour of Duty?
Beautiful.
Can we burn that?
Yep, we can do that.
Now I'm using the cup again or no?
No. I would say, can we prop it up against the cup, Nick?
Okay.
Without the spinning thing and all that stuff.
I got to throw this one away.
You are listening to Science Day on the Preston and Steve Show this morning.
Some of us will not make it through.
This is true. We will be testing the breast a little bit later on this morning, and the pièce de résistance, the dry ice bomb, which we may wear. I'm too hungover
from last night. Yes. I bet you most scientists go out drinking the night before.
We had a party at Great Street last night, so we're feeling a little funky.
Robbie is perforating the cup for some unknown reason.
Oh, he's
making a little stand.
Okay.
He's smoking a bong, too.
No. That's your Bunsen burner.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's the beaker?
Yeah. All right. There we go. Okay. And the CD is propped up. Is it facing us?
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, see what... I see what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying.
That's fine. Lean this way.
That's as good as we can get.
Okay.
Let's do 30, because 25 sucked.
All right.
No, well, I think...
Well, it stopped after like 3 seconds.
Just make it 10. It'll do it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
You made it 1,030.
10 seconds.
There we go.
And begin.
Here it goes.
Whoa! It's still going! And the cup's on fire. The cup's on fire, dude. The cup is on fire. Stop it.
The cup is on fire. We don't need no microwave.
Yeah,
that was very cool. You know what? I'm still digging a light bulb, though.
Let's do the light bulb again. The CD was on fire, not the cup.
Oh, really? Ah.
The CD.
Sorry.
Put the light bulb back in.
The CD player, right?
What's that?
You're not putting that CD
player. No. We're not putting it back in the CD player.
No. Take that CD out, though.
You touch it, Rodney.
Thank you.
You're a fireman.
Poor bastard.
The CD and the light bulb.
Yeah!
No.
You're laughing in the face of God if you do that.
All right, is the light bulb in there?
I'm going 20 seconds this time in the light bulb.
20 seconds this time? All right.
You're crazy.
This is a light bulb which has been already put through the ringer. We'll see what the reaction is.
All right, here we go.
All right. Fire up. Here it goes.
All right.
Wow. That is great.
Wow. It is
purple.
Light.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my goodness.
It's still going.
It's glowing.
You know what I'm really glad about? We didn't have a microphone near it to capture the audio.
Wasn't that perfect?
That was awesome. It popped. It was glowing the most beautiful purple I've ever seen.
Hang on a second. Let me go to Josh.
Shut up, Kathy.
Josh has a recommendation. Josh, are you there? Josh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why did somebody in the other room just pick up the phone? I was trying to go to the caller. Put it back on hold, please. All right, hold on. Josh, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Josh.
It won't open.
What do you recommend?
It won't open.
The door won't open. Hey, I'm talking to a caller here. Hang on. What?
Have you tried a ping pong ball?
No. Now, a ping pong ball, I know for a fact, does release a lethal gas.
It does, but it'll...
Thanks for suggesting it. I used to light them on fire.
Hold on.
The big ball of fire and then it totally disintegrates.
Nah, I think we'll probably skip. We don't even have a ping pong ball, do we?
We also don't have a microwave.
All right, here we go. Is it okay?
Did the microwave die?
No, I think we can go.
All right. Okay. Guess what? It didn't explode.
It blew out the top.
It blew out the nipple.
Yeah.
The nipple. Very cool.
Is the filament still?
It's got a triple nipple on it.
A triple nipple?
Yeah.
Filament.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
One on the side here, sir.
Anything else we want to try with the microwave? Because we have other experiments we need to get to.
No, you know what? We better take a break.
Oh, come on. Let's throw a highlighter or something in there.
We had better take a break. And come back in a bit. And I think we need to get the boobs in here.
Yeah!
We need to try out the thermal imaging camera and see if it really works. We have a lot of large-breasted women that are standing outside our studio doors right now. And what we want to do is find out whether or not you can see, just by using a thermal imaging camera, whether or not they have breast implants or not. Some of them do, some of them do not.
And we don't know which is which.
Exactly. We'll take a break and we'll come back with that in just a moment. Don't move. Science Day at the Preston and Steve Show.
Science rules!
WMMR.
All right, today we have deemed Science Day on the President Steve Show. We are conducting a few different experiments right here in our studio. We already did the wintergreen mint,
which worked successfully.
And, yeah, we saw the spark to throwing away naysayers, Kathy and Nick. They didn't believe it, but it's true. When you bite into one, a spark flies. And then we tried a couple different things in the microwave. We were really disappointed with the grape. You're supposed
big
to
letdown.
Slice the grape in half, leaving just a little bit of tissue holding it together. And it's supposed to create some form of ball lightning in the microwave. Well, it just caught on fire. That's all that happened.
Then we brought it back, though, with the next one.
Oh, yeah. Then we put in the light bulbs, and that was amazing. Two different light bulbs. They light up several different colors, and then one exploded. Actually, they both ended up exploding.
Yeah.
But that was well worth it. The CDs were cool. They were just too quick.
Right now, out in front, the light bulbs.
Yeah,
of course, we're moving into breasts.
Yeah.
So it's a toss-up now.
Yep, exactly. All right, so next, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Rodney, can you come over to the mic? Because we need to ask you how this stuff works. One of our engineers, Rodney, is here.
Rodney's
a very intelligent gentleman, and he is also a volunteer fireman as well.
As is Marissa.
Which fire company are you with, Rodney?
Marissa's with Gladwin. I'm with Radnor.
Hey, get closer to the microphone.
Yeah, you're an engineer.
Marissa's with Gladwin. I'm with Radnor.
All right, cool. And you guys have brought in. It was Marissa's idea, I think.
She had mentioned that this is a rumor, and that this phenomenon takes place with a thermal reader.
What exactly is that piece of equipment called?
Thermal imaging cameras, what we use for finding hot spots in fires, or finding fires, or finding actual victims that have gotten lost in fires, especially like kids and stuff that go hide in closets.
It can detect your body heat,
that's
right?
Correct.
And it gives you sort of a silhouette readout of whatever you're looking at
and
its temperature. Like Predator.
There he is. Very good. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Come on, kill me!
Yeah, and actually, Rodney can go invisible anytime he wants.
All right, so what does it use? What kind of technology does it use?
It's infrared technology.
Infrared?
Actually, there's a grape inside of it.
I'm looking at it right now. And as I go through the room, we have the lights off in here. Anything that is of human form appears to be white in this.
Is this suitable for prom photos?
It may be. But anything that's warm, like these lights on the console, they all come up white.
Yep. And you get to like a flame, it'll turn to a red color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool. So if anyone has flaming implants, we'll be able to see them.
I got fire.
You got a lighter?
Yeah.
Here, let me see.
Kind of ups the ante.
That's very cool. Preston, hold it a little bit away.
Wow.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
That is wild. Okay, lighted torch, boy.
Light the lighter. No, it's just white. I guess it's not.
Why would you lie to us, Rodney?
Why, God?
But you know what? You can see all of the vapor and stuff coming up off of the top of the flame.
All right, very cool.
Which is pretty cool. All right,
flame's not hot enough.
So the rumor is, and Marissa, I guess you've heard that you can look at women's breasts with this, and if they have implants, they will appear to be darker than the rest of the body, right?
Yes.
And that is because they are cooler?
They're warmer, so they'll be whiter.
They'll be warmer, really?
The implants
are can implants double as a hot plate? Is that what the deal is?
Fry eggs.
Yeah, I didn't mean because how. I would assume what it's made of that they'd be cooler than the body.
Thanks for
by the way, Marissa has real boobs. I'm looking right now. Now, see, yours appear to be darker.
And very nice.
But you can see that's her bra, I think, that you can see through the clothes.
Yeah, you can kind of see through the clothes.
Yeah, but it's not used for that. It's used for checking implants.
I only say that because the guy that I got it from the fire store said that it was warmer. They use it at trade shows and looking at it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right. I see.
So
here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in, we have, how many women do we have, Casey?
1,400?
We have
10.
How many boobs in total, like 30?
How many boobs?
There's a lot of boobs.
Nine women, 18 boobs.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring them in one at a time. I will use the thermal imaging camera. I will show it to you. Now, I guess I'll do it because you guys can see from there as well.
Yeah, we sure can, yeah.
And then we will hypothesize whether or not they have fake boobs or real boobs, and then we'll ask the question and find out how... You know, accurate this actually
Let's
is.
Keep a tally, Kathy. Can you?
I have a little thing here. Says, who wants to keep the tally?
Yeah, the thing is called a piece of paper.
Give it to me.
And a pen.
Give it to me.
Rodney, what would you call this pen?
Shut up. God, we drank too much last night.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, so let's bring in our first person.
All right, bring in a victim, Casey. One of them. We don't care.
Nick's got the mic.
Say your name.
Nick.
Natalie.
Natalie, come on in here, Natalie. Over here. Over by me. Over by me.
Over by me. Nick?
Okay, stand right here. Now, this is Natalie. By the way, what bus size are you, Natalie?
36D.
Right on! 36D. Yes!
That's beautiful. All right, I'm going to take a look. Now, can you guys see from over there?
Actually, you're going to have to move. Have Natalie come in a little more. There we go. All right.
All right. Okay.
Now, see, I see.
I can see my house.
I see, like, a little... I think they're fake.
They will appear to be... Marissa, where did Marissa go?
Not fake.
They will appear to be darker if they're fake or lighter if they're fake. Darker, you said, right? Or no?
I'm assuming they'll be whiter.
I can't hear you.
I'm assuming they'll be whiter.
You're assuming they'll be whiter. All right.
Okay. Do we need to do this bare?
I'm going to say implants.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going real.
I'm going to say... Thank you. They appear to be whiter.
All right.
Like they're warmer. And if that holds true...
She might have albino breasts.
To Marissa's theory, then I've got to say they're implants.
Okay, so we have three implants, one real.
What about you, Nick?
I say they're real.
You say they're real? All right, do we want to find out right now?
I think we can.
Okay, all right. Step close to the microphone there. Do you have real or fake boobs?
They're definitely real.
Ah! I was right.
Okay.
So I think you're wrong.
I think Marissa's wrong.
Yeah.
I think they will appear to be darker.
Now, listen, I said this yesterday. I got an email that said you have to do it on the bare skin because it won't go through the shirt.
No.
Listen, guys, work with me on this one. No, but I did get this email.
Here's what we'll do. If we find someone who does have fake breasts and they don't mind taking off their shirt, we can take a look at them that way and see if there's a noticeable difference.
It's not acceptable to the scientific method.
Yes,
but
I will allow it.
Next.
All right.
Next.
All right.
I think, Preston, you definitely have to look at the V in between the bra.
What, but people have tattoos?
Oh, you mean, oh, I see. Yeah. I thought it was like their superhero moniker.
Like that. Wait a minute. It's not blocked by the bra. Look, like cleavage.
Oh,
what about it?
You're going to show us your boobs?
No, I'm not going to show you my boobs, but...
All right, the cleavage.
All right, bring over the next person.
All right.
Please.
All right. Who's this gentleman?
Rachel.
Shoot right here.
All right, Rachel, come on in.
Rachel, come on in.
All right, over here.
All right, Rachel.
Like, have her pull her shirt down a little bit.
Okay, now look at this.
Yes.
Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, clearly.
You see No, I don't see anything.
I mean, no.
I see her bra, but I see... Wait. It just turned off.
Hit the button.
It goes to sleep mode.
Oh, there we go. No, it's back on.
It's back on.
Okay.
Wow. Have your bra.
Stay right there.
Can you do that under...
Can you take your bra off?
Underneath your shirt?
Okay, she's going to take a bra.
I'm going to keep my shirt on if that's okay.
That's fine. No.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay.
That's a nice little squeaky laugh.
That was me, Preston.
Look, those are fake. Those are fake. They're coming up bright white.
Look at that. Okay.
They're coming up bright, and she's bouncing them around.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to say not real.
Not real.
I'm not going. The appropriate term, the politically correct term, is implants.
All right, Kathy.
Implants.
Nick.
Implants.
Casey.
Implants.
I say implants. Rachel, what do you have?
I have implants.
Yeah!
Science!
Science!
It works!
Firefighting's fun!
All right, next. All right, next person.
And now, we don't know. I think only Casey knows. Do you know Casey? Do you know
Sure. No, I know.
All right. Well, then you can't guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
All right, who do we have here?
Debbie.
Debbie.
All right, Debbie, come in, please. Come into the studio. Come stand over here. Debbie, what size bus do you have, Debbie?
40D.
40D.
All right. Yeah.
Good Lord.
All right.
Oh, this turned off again. Is the battery running down?
Probably.
All right, well, hold on. It better come back.
Yeah, dude, it's only got one little...
All right, do we have batteries?
There it goes.
There it goes.
All right. Okay. Quickly. What's your name again?
Debbie.
It's Debbie. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, Preston, I got to tell you, I try to win tickets to you too. I don't get through.
Yeah.
I try to win a shovel for the big dick. I don't get through. My boobs get me in here.
There you go.
I don't understand.
You're learning the secret of radio.
It's your power.
Yeah.
All right. I see...
My house!
I don't see any discolor. I don't see any difference in color.
I'm saying real.
Real.
Kathy, real?
Real.
Nick?
Well, in comparison to the last one, I see a little discoloration, but
I
guess real.
Let me say real. All right, Debbie, what are they?
100% real.
Yeah! Science!
Awesome!
Science! All right, who's next?
What is your name?
Bridget.
Bridget, we have Bridget.
All right, Bridget,
we're wearing a Hooters t-shirt.
Ah. We have to hurry up because the batteries are
I don't know how much juice we have left in this thing. We're using the thermal image camera to see if we can detect implants or real breasts.
Sorry, what is your name again?
Bridget.
You got to get close, Bridget. Get close to the microphone,
Bridget.
Please.
All right,
Bridget.
All right, Bridget.
What bust size are you?
34C. Okay.
34C. All right, let's take a look.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying implants.
Implants.
You see that?
Yes,
I can see it. Press along the look at the top of the. Wait, hold it.
Oh, yeah, the white marks.
Take the bra off. Can you take. Yeah, let's take the bra off.
For science.
I'm not wearing a bra, Casey. In the name of science,
take your underwear.
Take your bra off. Right.
This is what any scientist would ask.
Yes.
Of all the people in the lab, please take your bras off.
How was that?
That's actually. The vice squad.
Oh, those are fake.
No, they're implants.
No, okay, science. Just start up here.
All right,
hang on here.
May I help you?
All right, step a little closer, please. Look at that.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at how those shine.
Now let me ask you:
those are implants.
Are they implants or are they real?
Implants.
Yes! Science! Those clearly showed up on this infrared detection camera here that we have, the thermal imaging camera.
And you could it said honk if you love boobies. I couldn't believe it.
Next!
All right, who do we have here?
Leanne.
Leanne, come on in, please. Come to the studio.
Thank you.
All right.
It really does work.
Camera. All right, Leanne, what is your bust size?
38 double D.
All right. Come on, baby.
Does it detect metal?
Here we go.
Do you have a bullet in one of your breasts?
No, she's got nipple rings.
Oh, okay.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Where?
She's not wearing a bra.
Nope.
I'm going to say,
just looking at her, I would say that those are real breasts.
Right.
But looking at the imaging camera, they appear to be implants.
No. I don't think so. I think they're real.
No, I mean they look real, but if you look on here,
do you know how you can tell? Do you know, because the area that is that color is so vast. I would say that in the other cases, just listen to me. I'm talking science here. Don't laugh. On the other breasts that were implants, there was a clear sort of ridge along the tops of them.
Well, this is what I was saying before with the shirts. I think the shirt is creating a shadow that makes them through the camera look fake. So
don't throw that technical jargon at me.
I'm just saying, if we did this with bare breasts the entire time.
In the name of science, are you asking her to remove her top?
Yes.
Is it possible?
What do I get? we got a t-shirt for you.
We'll put you on the air.
Yeah.
You don't have to. But if you want to, knock yourself out. We'd like to see the
difference. I'm saying real.
I'm saying based on this image,
one.
I'm going to say that they
You'll
are.
Do one.
You'll do one? All right, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
My goodness.
See?
They're implants.
No, they're not.
I'm saying real.
They look real from the outside, but according to this imaging scanner here.
Is it possible they're novelty implants?
They squirt at you?
Yes. Here, sniff my breath.
All right. I'm going to say implants.
I'm saying implants, too.
I'm saying real.
I say real. All right, what are they?
Real.
Yeah!
That thing doesn't work!
Don't then this thing doesn't work. Scientist.
This thing doesn't work, then.
You just don't know what to look for a press
yet.
All right, bring it someone else.
Next one.
All right, who's up next? I don't know if we're going to get
What is your name?
Press, we may not get through everyone on this.
Here's Stephanie.
All right,
Stephanie, come in here.
I want
to see. All right. See, Preston, what Steve is saying is that you have to look beyond the shirt. I mean,
yes.
You got to use the force.
Yes.
But no, what I think you guys are doing is I think you're looking at the individual and not.
No,
yeah.
I'm not. I'm looking right at the screen.
Yes. Because I would say that she has real breasts, all right? I would say looking at her, she has real breasts. But I look at this thermal image here.
What I'm seeing, Preston, is what to me would indicate implants.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Right above the bra area. Do you see that,
glow?
Yes.
Up here?
It looks sort of like eyelids.
It's that glow.
Yeah. You know, that special glow of your implants.
All right, so who's saying implants?
I'm saying implants.
According to that thing, I'm going to say implants.
Nick?
Me too.
Me implants. Too. All right, what are they?
Absolutely real.
Oh! Yeah! Then when I'm basing it on his mind.
Who's that? All right.
Yeah.
Bring in somebody else.
Who's next?
Nick.
All right.
Stephanie.
All right, another Stephanie.
Come on in, Stephanie. We're over here. How are you, Stephanie?
Good.
Step close to the microphone, please.
Right on.
What breast size are you? What are your bosoms?
36.
What are your bosom? Thank you, Clay Aiken.
What size?
What are your bosom?
Hold on, what?
36D.
Okay. 36D. She has very large breasts.
Right.
All right. Now, here, Casey, squeeze in there if you can. I'm going to get real close.
Squeeze.
Squeeze in there.
Real.
I'm saying, yes, it's faulty equipment.
All right.
I mean, you got too much use last night at Grape Street.
I'm saying,
are you wearing a bra?
Mm-hmm.
Can you take it off?
Okay. And in your pants.
In the name of science.
And can you buy us lunch?
For science.
We're hungry.
We're not going to be able to get to everybody.
All right, we'll just pick what Hey, science, man.
We'll do some more.
Yeah, we'll do some more,
but we're going to have to take a break in just a moment.
Right. Tell Jonas Salk to slow down.
Oh, not this battery keeps dying on this thing, man.
All right, come on.
It's getting cold.
Yeah, it is. it's dead.
All right, here's what I'm going
to
say, though.
I'm going to say real.
I'll say real, too.
From what the image I saw real.
I'd say real as well.
I say real.
And?
Real?
Yeah! Science!
Science is awesome!
All right, we're gonna see if we can recharge that thing.
Yeah.
And see if we can locate a couple of more.
I would say that you can determine with a thermal reader if someone has implants.
I'm not convinced on that yet. We'll do a couple more, but we've got it. We also have the dry ice bomb that we got to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we're going to squeeze it all in. But let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back in a second. Science Day on the President Steve Show, WMMR. Don't move.
You're listening to Preston and Steve.
Preston and Steve.
On 93.3 WMMR. MMR rocks now.
We were going through the boob phase just a little while. A moment ago. And we have their thermal imaging camera. Thanks to the fire department. Who gave us this?
The fire store. John Major from the fire store.
The fire store?
Yes.
The fire store?
Yeah, fire store.
You know, what do they have at the fire store?
They sell fire equipment.
Oh, they don't sell fire?
Yeah, well, yeah, they sell that too.
Yeah,
but,
in little cups. Yeah.
It would be for the life of science. If we took a camera off of a truck and there was a fire, it would be a big deal. So,
okay,
manufacturer lent us one.
Understood. But the most important thing that this equipment is for locating breast implants.
No,
that is
it's
what
a secondary application.
What is this is used for? All right, so we only have two more ladies left.
Three.
Do we have three ladies?
Yeah. Three.
All right, three ladies, and we're going to try this out. Supposedly, the thermal imaging camera, you can see breast implants with the camera, and should be able to determine whether they're implants or they're natural.
I think I'm finding out what you look for.
Okay, I'm not good at it then.
No. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pat it and tell you you're wonderful. At a certain point, you have to realize things about yourself.
I just weren't meant
to use a thermal readout.
Thank you for being frank about that.
It's okay.
Frank.
I just wouldn't want you to go off all willy-nilly. Oh, I can look for breast plans. Yeah.
All right. Should we bring somebody up?
Yeah, let's take
a look. All right. Who do we have next?
What's your name?
Who is this? Oh, wait. I got to turn it. Let me turn your mic on.
Try it again.
Sorry. What is your name?
Morgan.
We have Morgan.
Morgan.
Morgan looks somewhat familiar. All right, we'll find out who Morgan is. Like, come over here, Morgan.
Over here, to the microphone here.
All right, Morgan, what is your breast size?
34C.
Okay, let's take a. I have the third. Can you guys see that?
Yes.
Thermal imaging
She's
camera.
Now in the laboratory.
Are you wearing the bra at all?
Yes.
Can you take it off for us? Just the bra. You don't have to take. I mean, you.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Okay. All right. It'll be easier for us to see.
I don't see anything.
I don't see anything either.
There's have no torso. judging by what I'm seeing here, I would say real.
I would, too. Hold on. She's removing her bra.
She's making a sandwich.
There we go. There we go. All right. There we go.
Turkey. Okay.
I think that shirt is too thick.
No.
Like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, Kathy. Yes.
Yes.
It is way... Morgan, go ahead and show him. Come on. Go ahead. Come on. Let's see.
Okay. All right.
Oh no,
those are real.
Real.
I don't know.
I'm saying real.
They're kind of darkened around
Peru. I'm saying real.
I got to say real.
Real.
I'm gonna say real too.
Real. All right, Nick, you're saying real.
I say real.
We have a real consensus. All right, Morgan.
Real.
Yeah.
Science.
Science.
All right. We
got that one. All right, who's next?
All right,
Nick McElwain.
You want to see him? Who is it?
What's your name?
Nico.
Nico.
Nico, come over here, please. Come over to close to the microphone as we continue our scientific discovery here. All right. Now, I'm using this. Are you wearing a bra?
Yes, sir.
Can you remove your bra? Is that going to be too much trouble?
No.
Thank you, Nico.
Not for Casey.
No.
Casey's got the best seat in the house.
Thank you.
Right here.
All right.
Let's see what we
got. As you're straddling me.
Okay. Now, look. Now, let me tell you what I see.
Okay.
I see white areas right here and there on the outer portions of the breast.
I see London. I see France.
I see Casey's underpants.
And on that, I'd have to say that those are implants.
I'm saying implants.
Yes, I agree. Implants.
Implants.
And Nico, what are they?
They're fake.
Yes! Yes! All right, and we have one more we're going to do?
Yeah.
Last one. Who's the last one?
Our friend Devin.
Devin, our intern.
All right.
Poor Devin. Devin, come on over here. Thank you. Over to the microphone.
Came in here an innocent girl from Kansas, looking to make it in the big city.
My mom's on vacation right
now. Oh, okay.
All right, can you move your hair out of the way, please?
Sure.
Okay. What is your size, by the way, Devin?
36D.
And how old are you?
19.
Right. See, I'm asking too many questions because look at that. They look fake.
They look fake.
No,
they do.
No. No. They look real.
You're looking at her.
I'm looking at her. There is a large black strip in the middle as to indicate a landing strip of sorts.
Yes.
I'm saying that is real.
That's fabric. That's
yes.
The reason.
That's the fabric. Yeah, it's away from her body. Yeah. So
I'm saying real.
She needed to be bare breast the entire time.
See, I think she's got real boobs, but looking at this, if I were just looking at this, I would say that those are implants.
No, because
can we put Nico back next to her?
Nico, can you come back over here?
And
all right, for science.
See how hers
have
the light?
I can see a clear difference, though. And that's why I'm saying that Devin is real. Trust me, I'm a scientist.
No, you know what? Here's the deal. I know they're real. She's too young.
You don't know
she
that.
She doesn't have breast implants.
Was that part of the audition process here?
No, that's what I'm thinking you're basing your opinion on.
I am not.
Because this picture looks like those
implants.
I am
a man of science.
Do you think I'm right?
I actually agree with Preston on this one. Look, by those white glowing globes, look fake.
I think it is the fabric that's throwing you off.
It's the same color as the rest of her skin.
Exactly.
Look at her neck.
Look at her neck. It matches the color of the shirt.
Okay, Rodney's saying that the neck matches the boobs.
The color of the boobs?
Yeah, but Nico's
has nipples on her neck.
Okay, yeah. See, Nico's doesn't match. It's a little bit lighter.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay, so right, you're saying they're real.
They're real. Right. Based on what the fact that the color of the neck matches the rest of her body.
Get close to the microphone, Devin.
They're real.
Did we prove anything today here?
I think that you can clearly distinguish within 80 to 90% by using a thermal imaging device whether someone has implants or not.
If you guys ever have to do search and rescue, the people are...
we know what to do.
By the way, I want to thank Nico and Morgan coming by. They're from Club Risque.
Yeah!
They're good friends of ours, and we have to pass along our good friend Dean over at Club Risque. They have a pre-4th of July parties coming up Wednesday, June 29th at Club Risque in Bristol, Thursday, June 30th at Club Risque Philly in Burlington, and parties start at 8, free holiday buffet, plenty of hot and sexy women, of course, as always, at Club Risque, your bachelor party headquarters. I think you can go to clubrisque.net.
I believe that's it.
Is it .net? You guys know?
Yeah.
That's right. All right, clubrisque.net if you want to check that out, so thank you very much. And thanks all around to give you
Well played.
Very nice. Very nice. And all in the name of science, of course, right? Right. Okay. We have to take a break. We're still going to...
Our most frightening experiment is coming up.
The dry ice bomb. And we're going to go to another part of the building and try and do that live. And we have Larry Mullen from the Borgata, If We Live, who will be on with us in a moment. Don't move. We'll be right back. Preston is doing science day. Okay.
What are these coming up on?
You're live, dude.
Oh, are you on?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Hi, Case. Did you start spray for
us? Well, I'm starting it now.
Oh, thank you very much. You said we're live, Steve. I'm sorry. We had to meander through the hallway and make our way over to this. Apparently, we have a storage area here at Greater Media. What is it?
The boardroom.
Oh, we're in the boardroom. Okay. Steve, can you hear everything?
Not quite.
Hold on. Let's turn this on. How about now? Can you hear?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, we've made our way back into the into this storage facility that we have here.
Facility.
WMMR, and we have a few brave souls that have decided to join us. All our breast competitors,
or experiments.
Experiments, I should say. Yes.
Now, the most telling moment, Preston, is as we're walking over here. I saw one of the real higher up muckety mucks here at the station walking out with a terrified look on his face.
Yes, and he asked, "Do we have you bastards insured?" Is what he said to me, and I said, "I had no idea." But we've been talking about it on the radio for a few days, and it's your own damn fault if you didn't stop us by now. All right, so we have Engineer Rodney, who is filling up the bottle. And we decided to go with the smaller bottle. Casey said a lot of people were calling. They said the 2-liter bottle's too big. We should go with one that's just a little bit smaller.
Sure.
We have one that's about, I guess it's, like a 2-pint.
How many liters is that, Rodney?
It's a liter.
It's a liter, all right. It's a 1-liter bottle. Okay. So what we're going to do, Rodney is filling it up with
dry ice.
I think he's got enough in there at this point.
You know what? That's good, yeah. Let me check the level on that.
See how much he's got in there. Now, listen,
it's about a quarter. You think a little more?
I think it's almost halfway full.
No. I think you're looking at the wrapper.
No?
You turn it around so you can see the other side. It's right here.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's about a third of the way filled. But the deal is you put the dry ice in the plastic bottle, and then you put water in it. Now, of course, when water comes into contact with dry ice, it speeds up the process of it turning from a solid to a gas.
Right.
And the gas is going to expand.
And then the scary ghosts make it explode.
Right, yeah. The gas is going to expand. And then it's going to... Is that a cheap microphone you've set that next to? Okay, good. Rodney has put it right next to a microphone. Does that mic work over there?
He's potting it up right now. That's a technical term, by the way.
Potting it up?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Pots haven't existed for 30 years.
All right, go test that microphone because we want it to be right next to it. Apparently, it's supposed to be a thundering loud explosion. Yeah, it works.
Well, here's what we're going to do. You're going to pour it in and then seal the lid very tightly.
Is this enough water?
I would say
so.
Hold
on. Are you doing it now? Hold on just a second. Wait. I brought a whole bottle of Evian water, from the water cooler. So you're going to need more water than that.
What do I do with it?
I brought the thing over here.
You guys wearing glasses?
No.
No,
but
we're
I
not.
Have contacts.
Oh, thank you.
No, here we go.
We hand that to Roger.
Yeah, I'm wearing my safety contacts.
Here you go.
Now, we saw a video of a guy doing this.
And he nearly blew his hand off.
Yeah, because he was holding it like an idiot at the time.
What kind of moron does that?
So we are in this blast radius. So, Steve, are you going to stay where you are?
I'm going to stay here.
You think you're okay over there?
No, I don't. But okay. I want to make sure that we get the audio.
All right. Okay, you're going to dive back there. All right. Rodney, I guess go ahead and fill it, about equal with the ice, with how much ice we have in
there. And then put the lid on.
As tight as you can.
And then make peace with your God.
Okay, now there's all
smoke
kind
it out.
Of, all of that steam, all of whatever that gas it releases is coming out. Okay, cap it,
okay,
Rodney. Cap it. Can you hear it bubbling? Tight. And get away. Run. Now, it can take up to a couple of minutes for this to happen.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to cover up one ear because it's supposed to be really, really loud, Kathy.
It's very loud.
You know what's going to happen? First smoke's going to come out. Then lava's going to ooze all over the place.
Thank you, Peter Brady.
Yeah. All right, the gas is filling up in the container, and you can see Rodney was really coming out. It looked like, like one of those Halloween fog makers.
Right.
And now you can hear it expanding.
Is it? Oh, jeez, dude, I'm getting... Duck. Everybody duck.
Just be quiet. Listen. That's it.
I can't hear it.
You can hear it. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Dude, this is... I can't take this. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
It's gonna... Do you hear that?
All right.
Oh, no.
All right, look away.
The tension.
Oh, man. It's like a huge Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. I want it to blow up now. Maybe Pierre will handle the explosion.
Casey, can you guys hear that back in the studio?
Yeah, in fact, I had to take my headphones off.
I'm so nervous.
I'm across the hall.
All right. Boom!
The one thing we don't do is go over and touch it. We stay here till 6 p.m. if we have to.
Now, I had read, Steve, that, or at least somebody sent me an email about when you do this, that it's a good idea to have a BB gun handy.
So do we have a BB gun?
I don't have a BB gun. Because in case it doesn't pop, you want to somehow or another trigger it to go.
Does the station have a BB gun that they use out of promotions by any chance? No. No one has
that. Thing's got to be ready to pop, man.
Listen to it. Come on. It's on really tight, Rodney, right? Why don't you go over there and check it? No, it's still going. Listen.
Just barely. Can you hear it, Casey?
Because if the gas can escape, it won't detonate.
Yes, I can hear it. It's crackling. It sounds like Pop Rocks.
Rodney, can you check that out? Now, we have cameras trained on it and the whole deal.
We may have to throw something at it.
Casey, can you come in here?
No.
Casey's not even listening to the audio. He can't stand it. All right. It's smoking. You can literally see it starting to expand a little
bit. Is anything escaping from it, Steve?
No. However, I'm hiding, pissing myself.
Yeah, I'm hiding behind Kathy right now, actually.
Yeah, you know, you can't see any gas, but I hear... Joe,
go over and bite it.
Yeah. Joe, put it between your ass cheeks and clench.
Joe's actually, he's got something in his hand. What do you have there, Joe? It's like a rod or something?
Do you think that...
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
All right.
Something longer? Okay. We're resorting to...
Fortunately...
We're resorting to provoking it now.
Yeah. That listener didn't pick up his gift harpoon, so we're going to use that. Oh, look at this.
Oh. Rodney's got like an 8-foot pole.
Dude!
All right. Move that water bottle out of the way. Well, that's going to get...
All right.
He moved the water bottle out of the way.
Oh, God.
You'd think we were disarming an atomic bomb right now.
We are huddled behind all sorts of unused file cabinets. Rodney is literally using an 8-foot pole to poke this bottle of water and dry ice.
Is it?
Is it? Okay.
He says as hard as a brick.
No, that's me. I just get very excited by this.
Come on, baby. Come on.
You know what? There's a pair of scissors right next to it. Come on. You can do it, Rodney. Think back to your days aboard the whaling schooners.
What if you...
Knock it on the ground.
Why did we knock it on the ground?
Want to try that?
Well, hold on.
All right.
Once we do that, we're past the point of no return because nobody's going to go over there and pick that thing up. You know what I mean?
Just leave it down.
No, Joe will.
Just
all right. All right. Knock it on the ground.
All right, go ahead, Rodney. No.
Do anything.
No.
Hit it. Damn it.
Oh, God.
Just let it go.
All right, hit it.
All right, here we go.
Did we put it? You son of a bitch. Come on. Whoa!
You know what, though? The video that we watched where the guy nearly blew his hand off.
Was well after Rodney's moving the microphone over with the pole now.
It sat there. Listen, the video that we saw, it sat there for like 10 minutes before
right. This
guy goes over and picks it up, and it exploded in his hand.
He was so sure that it was over, and it wasn't. And to quote his friend, your hand all swallowed up.
What's Rodney doing? I can't see what he's doing.
He's poking the bottle. It is. He says it's hard as a rock, but it's still, and now you're shaking up the contents. Yeah, shake it up a little bit.
Can you knock it on its side? Okay, and now slam down on it with the pole.
There
we go. This might do it. Okay.
Right, here we go.
Go for it.
Oh, Jesus! That was awesome!
Oh, my God!
Oh, that was great!
Did you see that thing blow? Science!
Oh, yeah!
Man, science, good Lord. Bring that thing over here, Rodney.
Oh, man.
Look at this. The entire bottom end is blown out of that.
Rodney, did you catch some of the shrapnel? You okay?
It is. The top's blown off as well.
Oh, you go, yeah.
Right. And you know what? And Casey, you were right, dude. This thing is very brittle by how cold it got.
causing it to have like
a thing with the nitrogen and the corpuscles.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff. It had a shrapnel effect of some sort. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Science, ladies and gentlemen. Science Day on the Best of the Steve Show. On that note, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a second. Larry Mulligan before Ghana. Don't move.
On 93.3 WMMR. Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, friends, that's 9:39 with Preston and Steve.
We're doing science tonight.
Yay! That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's been the man all day today? Rodney.
Rodney has been the man. Rodney, our engineer, has been handling everything today, and that was very nice, man. See, we did the dry ice bomb just a moment ago, and Joe got that on video, right?
Yeah.
Is there any way we can get that online?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah,
we've got to show that. It was too damn cool.
I didn't see it because I was hiding my face.
I didn't. I just saw part of it. I saw the smoke or whatever that gas is that escapes.
That was
CO2. CO2 that comes out of that. So that was pretty solid. Very happy about that. All right, Casey, what are we going to do? We have the lesson. Are we going to do that right now?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Or do you want to chat?
Let's chat.
Okay.
Chat and then do the lesson.
Okay, and then we got to do Bizarre File and some other things. Zeppelin. Going to California. I'm 93.3 WMMR. Steve Show. It's about 10 o'clock.
Awesome.
9:59 and a beautiful day today. Wonderful. We're going to have a spectacular weekend. 78 is going to be the high. Maybe a little bit of rain tonight and some tomorrow, but still going to be mid-70s. And should be perfect for the big dig tomorrow. Secret location on the beach. And I think there's a couple more opportunities for you to win today. Be listening to Pierre. He'll have a shot at that for you, I assume. I don't know. I have 100% confirmation.
He does?
All right, do we know?
I think he has the last one.
Okay, beautiful. But stay close because we'd love you to be a part of that.
Why?
Can we tell him 1 hour?
No, don't tell him 1 hour just yet. But it's not long from now, let's put it that way. So he'll have your chance to get on that. And also, Pierre's going to be interviewing Rob Halford from Judas Priest today. And you can win tickets to that when you win for the big dig. And also $93 in cash, so that's cool. It's all been in the name of science today.
It sure has.
Science! Isn't it all been in the name of science?
I'm spent.
But listen to this. We did the exploding, we did the dry ice bomb.
Yeah.
Joe had his video camera there.
It wasn't recording.
He ducked when it exploded.
Oh, what a puss.
And he did not get the video of it.
Joe, get out of here.
You're dead to us.
Fire.
We have no sun.
You are now dead to us, Joe. But you know what we do have? We have more bottles and more dry ice.
All right.
Think about sending Joe back there by himself and just taking care of
this. This time we'll do it in a closed bathroom, Joe.
God. However, that was pretty damn cool. We'll have to run the audio back.
It sounded great. I'll tell you that.
It sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it friggin' detonated.
Yep. That was solid. All right, we do have a prize to give away for the Word of the Week. Let's do that right now.
Preston and Steve